In the Bay Area city of Richmond, California, one company dominates the landscape. That would be Chevron, the energy company. Chevron is Richmond's biggest employer, its biggest taxpayer, and its refinery is the city's largest polluter. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik and Floodlight reporter Miranda Green went to Richmond, and they found Chevron not only makes the news there, it owns the news. Here's David with the story.
We asked people around town where they get the news about Richmond. Most people point to a single news site established a decade ago.
A lot of people use Richmond Standard.
They do a really good job.
From Standard.
Richmond Standard.
That's Jorge Zono, who helps run his parents' Mexican restaurant. Architect Tom Butt, he's a former mayor. Retired Chevron maintenance mechanic Mark Wasberg. And that last voice belongs to retired school teacher Patricia Dornan. Richmond is a town with a rich history. Dornan volunteers at a national park that honors women factory workers who assembled warships in record time during World War II.
There was Sally the Secretary, Wendy the Welder, Rosie the Riveter, etc. It comes from a song in 1942.
Dornan's family moved to Richmond in 1905, down in what's called the Port Richmond neighborhood.
Oh, it's on Standard Avenue, where there was no freeway.
Standard, as in Standard Oil. John D. Rockefeller made Richmond a major center for his oil and gas conglomerate. Standard Oil of California became Chevron 40 years ago. And the Richmond Standard, Chevron owns it. The news site's name is an homage to the company's history. Again, Patricia Dornan. She says she reads the Standard with a knowing eye.
As long as it doesn't have to do with Chevron, it's fine. I don't read any of the articles about how wonderful their company is.
The Standard was launched in early 2014 as the company sought approval from the city to undertake a major overhaul of the refinery. Chevron spent $3 million unsuccessfully trying to defeat a block of progressive politicians. Some of them envision a future without the refinery. The Standard carries stories about street closings and new bars and art exhibits, youth soccer events and concerts. A story posted yesterday focused on a 300 egg hunt set for Easter Sunday. But where should people turn for news about Chevron? In 2021, a rupture at the Chevron refinery dumped nearly 800 gallons of diesel fuel into the San Francisco Bay. The Standard didn't cover that. When black smoke blanketed the sky last November, the Standard didn't report on that either. Denny Campenthong is a Richmond resident active in the Laotian immigrant community.
We don't know the full story, but we know that you shouldn't breathe in the air. Or be outside, for that matter.
He says these events are scary. People share what little information they have.
It would be nice to have an actual news outlet that would actually go out there and figure it out themselves.
My colleague Miranda Green asks environmental activist Kat Ramos how she finds out what's happening around town.
So you feel word of mouth is the most trustworthy source of information at this point in this community?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In particular, because we have to deal with publications like the Richmond Standard that are giving us the opposite of the truth.
Ramos takes us to a schoolyard near the refinery where kids chase soccer balls.
As a parent talking to other parents, having their children test early for different respiratory issues because we live near the refinery, knowing that children who go to Perez Elementary to Velde Elementary have higher rates of having to carry around asthma pumps.
Ramos pauses and starts to weep gently.
You deal with these issues every day, and yet I can see this affecting you even in this moment.
Always, always, you know? It's hard to talk to a child and have to limit their ability to play outside because the air is toxic. At best, we should be outraged, you know?
Perez Elementary shares a zip code with the refinery. Children in that zip code go to emergency rooms with respiratory problems at three times the rate of kids throughout California, according to the Pacific Health Institute, which ran the numbers at NPR's and Floodlight's request. The regional board that regulates air quality found that Chevron accounts for 2/3 of all particle pollution in Richmond and two neighboring towns. At a recent city council meeting, we were the only reporters there in person. This for a port city of 115,000 people, with Chevron a major topic of discussion.
The settlement will also result
in requiring Chevron to take some immediate actions with regard to flaring.
This is John Gioia. He serves on the Bay Area board that regulates air quality. He was testifying before the city council on a $20 million settlement with Chevron over air quality violations,
which, as we all know, has been a serious issue at that refinery.
The Standard called it an agreement that, quote, solidifies the future of energy production at the refinery. You have to squint hard at the story to see the violations, the fines, and why the settlement arose. Braden Reddall is manager of external affairs at Chevron. He told us other news outlets covered the refinery plenty. He used to report on Chevron for the news service Reuters. Chevron runs sites similar to the Standard in West Texas and Ecuador. Facts displeasing to Chevron are omitted, hard truths softened. Stories are told, but with an agenda. Markets like Richmond, California, where news outlets shut down, are often called news deserts. The Standard has created something of a news mirage. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Richmond, California.